You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
All right.
Hello.
Hey.
So we were just saying that we're going into this without a plan. This is actually going to be Ness's last ep for a while, not forever, Oz. But for a while, so we're
why? We need to give a bit of context so people go like, what's wrong?
I'm dropping off the place.
That's, yes, you can explain why.
So I'm about to have a baby.
Yeah.
And I will be actually having maternity leave this time around.
Yeah,
and
yes, you will.
Not jumping straight back in. So it'll be good. Mm. Don't DM me.
She's not gonna have her phone on her, guys.
So I really won't.
If anyone like messages you, just send them the link to this podcast.
Yeah. Listen to it's a minute and 10 seconds right now. So
God.
Yeah, so that's why. Which was like it's gonna be weird.
It is gonna be weird.
Like, I don't know how I feel about it. Not obviously like not for you having a break. I am so celebrating that.
Oh man, I need
that.
It. I so need it.
How are you feeling about everything?
Neutral.
Cool.
Neutral. I'm not in a state, don't get me wrong, like I'm excited, obviously, but yeah. I'm not in a state of like, oh fuck, I can't wait. And I'm not in a state of, oh fuck, I'm not ready. Yeah. It's just like life's happening and I'm not either
just
or.
Going with the flow.
Yeah, cool. As I do always. But I feel like I've been practicing living in the present so much lately that it's hard. Like, I don't get excited about things for the future. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, well, it doesn't exist.
You're just chilling.
I'm just chilling. So even I'm what, like 3-4 weeks out? What's the date? I'm a few weeks out pretty much and I'm like, I've got nothing done, I've got nothing organized, but I don't care. Like it'll happen.
But you
I'm
also
not stressed.
Like you also know that like you can do things, like worry about things as they come
as
up.
In the present moment, yeah. Exactly. And I think that's why I'm not stressed.
Yeah.
At all.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this experience has been different to your other experience?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh.
Okay.
Are we going to be Ness?
Yeah, this is
this.
Okay, so okay. You know what? We're going with no plan because
we're going to let Ness.
Ness can take the lead because this is the last time you're going to hear her for a little while. you'll be stuck with Dems and I. So Ness, go
so
nuts.
When I go into a state of comparison, like when I was pregnant with my first, I really truly felt like I was awake, quote unquote, at the time of being pregnant with her. And I reflect back on that and I was like, holy fuck, bitch, you were not even anywhere near where you thought you were. Like, there I was operating my little readings by Ness page and having my business.
Cancel little.
You know what I mean.
I know, but
back.
Yeah, no, cancel. Continue.
Cancel it. But, you know, it was peak COVID and very much like I was a version of Ness who played by the rules and did things a certain way and listened to advice of everybody around me and like, oh, you know, you should be eating this high fiber cereal for breakfast every morning and you should be doing this and don't have too much fruit because it's got too much sugar in it and don't do this and don't. And I sat there and I listened to it all because I was like, well, you know, other people know better than me. And here I am preaching like, you know, you guys wake up, like, you know, while I'm there eating my fucking, my high fiber, high iron cereal in the morning. That was probably like putting me on the brink of diabetes. But this time around, it's so different. And I can honestly and truly say, like, I feel so much more energized and so much more me. My diet is completely different. Like, I'm literally just eating intuitively. I have periods in the morning where I still fast because I'm like, well, I'm not hungry. I'm not going to force myself to eat, which is probably like forbidden as a wog, but you know, what are you going to do?
It just sounds like you're leaning into your inner wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, that's what I'm doing. Like I've opted for less scans. I'm trusting my body. I'm trusting my baby. I know things are going to work out exactly how they need to. And it's unfolded so differently. I've had a few hiccups along the way, as you guys know, and we've been through, yeah, some little and some big speed humps, but I've literally overcome every single one of them simply by trusting that everything's working out. And I'm just chilling. Mm. I really am. And it's so interesting to see the difference in when you finally fully release the fear of, oh, what if there's something wrong, or I have to listen to what everybody else says so that I can make sure that this is going to be the smoothest transition. I have to do this. I have to do that. When you let go of that and you don't put that pressure or those expectations on yourself and you literally trust what you're called to do for yourself, it's so different.
Well, I also think obviously I haven't been pregnant before. I haven't moved through this journey, but just like conceptually, our bodies know exactly what they need and they communicate that with us.
Yeah.
If there's something that you need to do for your baby and you're tuned in to your body,
you'll know.
Like, yeah. I feel like the rules around what you should and shouldn't, like, obviously there's some things that you shouldn't do while you're pregnant, like drinking alcohol or whatever. Like that's a given.
Yeah.
But other things that like just trust your body. Like, our bodies tell us what we need.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's on connecting inwards, right?
Yeah. I think that we've been taught for so long to rely on other people to tell us what we need to be healthy, that when it comes to, and especially for a lot of women, especially when they're moving through it for the first time as well, you go into this instant place of, fuck, I just need to do what's best for this baby, and that's it. And that comes down to fear.
There's a lot of fear.
That comes down to fear. You forget everything you know and you step into this place of like, holy shit, like, what do I need to do? Somebody tell me. Let me listen to every single person that's an expert other than myself.
Mm. Not to say that you shouldn't listen to other people if that's what you're feeling called to do, but it's also like, you have so much wisdom,
especially as like you've got your intuition knows everything, but then it's different. Like, you tap into this, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a different intuition.
Mm.
It's like, you know how they call it mother's intuition, you know, when like you hear stories of mothers going to get second opinions on certain things, or third opinions or whatever, because they're like, I know something's wrong, and they've been told nothing's wrong, and they're like, I'm so glad I followed my intuition on that, because something ends up being wrong. And they listen to themselves. Like, you have this knowing, like, you need to trust it.
Well, our bodies, when we're pregnant, are designed to keep a baby alive.
Yeah. We're in creation mode, like physically.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it is just a very fear-filled space.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like, last time around, I was, you know, getting all my infusions. I was in the hospital frequently getting top-ups on everything and all the rest of it, because I was like, oh, you know, you can't eat too much red meat, and at the same time you have to do this, you have to do that. And this time around, I'm literally like, my obstetrician was shocked at my blood results. She's like, you're perfect with everything. Like, yeah, because I'm eating fruit and meat and eggs.
And well, you're trusting what your body
is. Literally leaning into whatever I feel like I need to eat, not just junk.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. It is interesting. So, a little side note, regardless of whatever you're moving through, just trust your body to do what it needs to do. Oh my God,
always. Always.
Mm.
And also, if something doesn't feel right and you know that it doesn't feel right for you, then trust that and go and seek the
alternative.
The help that you feel called to seek.
Yeah. You don't always have to listen to the advice that you've been given, regardless of who it's coming from.
Mm. Us included. We have to make that clear.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait, what's this?
True. Yeah, like comes down to trusting yourself and knowing what feels 100%. Best for you. Yeah.
I was like low-key offended for a second, and I was like, you know what? It's true.
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah.
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 Gosh. Oh, it's going to be weird though for us.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're going to be a mom of two soon.
Please don't.
I'm feeling neutral. Please don't.
Because I'm like, what? I need another dog. I need my dogs to outweigh the number of children I own. I'm sorry, babies, I don't own you. I don't own you, you know what I mean?
We understand
the message that execution just wasn't great. Yeah.
But in all fairness, this is the fifth episode we've recorded today.
This is the fifth episode we've recorded today.
So you know what?
I'll be like sporadically buying a dog in the next couple
that
of months.
That would not surprise
okay,
me
Okay, when
all.
You...
By honestly, adopting, not buying. Oh my God.
When you sent a photo of another dog in our group message yesterday, I'm like, that bitch has bought another dog. She's got another
weeks
dog.
Before she gives birth. God.
Yeah, I was
She's
like,
crazy.
Okay, so I guess we'll be meeting this dog tomorrow. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, okay, it's happening.
Wasn't she cute? My neighbor's dog got out, so I was dog sitting. I felt like I was dog napping, but I was dog sitting for the space of like 12 hours yesterday. Oh, it was great.
Yeah, and then you just sent a photo with like no context, and I was like, "Oh dear, what's she done?
What is it this time?"
To be fair, like that is something that I would do.
Well, you literally have done it before. Yeah. sending a photo of Andy, wasn't it? Yeah, like, here's Andy. Should I get him?
No, it was. What was you it? Sent a photo in the group chat. You like just adopted another dog. LMAO. And we're like, okay.
Oh my God.
And then didn't you say we had to wrap up podcast recording early that day so we could go get him?
Yeah, we could go pick him up.
Oh,
my
that's
baby.
Right.
So funny.
Oh my God. And he is like the embodiment.
You in dog form.
Yeah, literally. He's the embodiment of Gemini as well.
He's a clown.
He's just a clown, my little goofball. Oh, fuck, I love him.
Oh my gosh. So there are so many changes happening.
Yeah. There are lots of changes happening.
And but I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Excited.
Okay, just for context, I've been given like free reign to speak about whatever I want to, and now I'm like, there are so many options. I am
overwhelmed with choice.
I'm paralyzed. I can't think of anything to talk about.
What was the comparison you gave before when you're so hungry but you don't know what you want to eat?
I was like, yeah, literally, you know when you're so hungry and it's like I'm fucking starving but what do I want to eat? And you just don't feel like anything in particular. So you sit there in your hungriness until it passes.
Do you know the feels? I sit in my hungriness and rage I'm at that point.
I don't know what I want to talk about.
Oh, okay, so context is before we jump into this. So like, Ness, you can be as Ness as you want. You have free range. Just go nuts and share whatever you want to share.
This
get it out of your system.
This is too overwhelming.
No, don't ask her to make a choice. God forbid.
Please, I can't do it. I can't do it.
That's okay.
I wonder, without you recording with us for a little while, we're a bit unhinged at the moment. Are we going to be more hinged?
I don't know how it's going to be.
Look, I actually don't even see us as unhinged.
We're not super unhinged.
I feel like we could be fucking wild.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Wild.
I mean,
I don't know if I have the energy for that. Like, to back it up episode after episode.
You know what is going to happen if that is the case? You guys are going to be unhinged and wild, and I'll have to rein it all in. And I can't be fucked for that. Like maybe a once every now and then, but guys, mom of the group says calm.
Yeah, that's okay. You know what? Like sustainable is better in my opinion.
But you know what's going to happen? I feel like.
Oh, I figured out how to unscrew this finally.
Yeah.
Oh no, it didn't work.
No, you got to put the clip. You got to put the clip on top of.
So Ness, when you come back, what's going to happen is one of two things. One, you'll be so fucking excited to chat again that it's just going to be chaos for a solid few episodes. Or you'll be Andy, like just so excited for life, or you're not going to know what to talk about. And we'll be like, okay, twiddling the thumbs here.
Oh, guys.
Oh, this is weird. This is weird. And you know what's so weird on top of all of this is so today, it's been every single episode we've recorded today, you've heard the same thing. It's our 1 year anniversary today of recording the podcast.
Of releasing.
Oh, sorry, releasing the podcast. Yeah, recording. Oh
my God. So much has changed in a year, guys. What the fuck? So,
please don't. I was literally like getting ready. I was sitting in the Officeworks car park when we released, getting photos of my daughter printed for her first birthday.
Oh.
And now we're like going into the weekend about to celebrate her second.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. While I'm like heavily fucking pregnant. Oh my God. Never did I expect this to be my life.
No, but even remember like when we were, oh my God, we were doing that massive day at the Amity office.
Yeah.
Like brainstorming pages and pages and pages of podcast episodes. And she was just a little bean crawling around. Like she was so tiny.
Life happens so quickly.
Oh my God.
Like that. This is why we put so much emphasis on just being like present.
Yeah.
Sitting in the present.
Although I need to learn how to do that more.
Even more wild is the fact that we've only known each other like this for like a year and a half.
Nah. No, bro.
In this life.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so weird.
Oh, God.
So much has changed and so much has happened. God. It's reflective.
Okay, change this. I don't like this tone. Change it.
Well, this is your episode.
We don't go out like this.
No, no one's going out. No one's going out. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
This was a bit depressing, guys.
Please. Ness, save us.
You can't put the pressure on me.
Okay, guys, just to roast Ness a second.
I'll go.
Something that she cannot do is make a decision.
That's
like
very
the indecisiveness is next level.
Although, can I tell you a lol thing that happened with us? You guys already know. Last week we were together and Ness made a decision about dinner.
That was
it was quick. It was concise. She made
it wasn't
her decision.
That concise though. She decided what she wanted, but not from where.
Once she decided gravy, she knew.
Chips and gravy,
she knew. And then she jumps on to order it and the place is closed. Fucking, so it's like, never again will she be making a decision.
Broke my own fucking heart.
That was funny.
Yeah. Even this morning we're sitting down to breakfast. Oh, I'm having an acai. Oh, but do I want chili scrambled eggs? Oh, but do I want this? But you said you wanted an acai. Yeah. Oh.
Just choose.
I can't do it. I don't know what it is. It's Gemini rising. I know what it is. I do know what it is. Fuck. I also feel like it's my Gemini rising that makes me jump so back and forward between absolutely everything that I do.
Probs.
What do you mean jump back and forth?
Like I just don't do things in completion. I do 100 things at once.
Okay. I like.
And then I also like deep dive into multiple things at once.
Okay.
That's why I'm always down these rabbit holes.
Do you ever feel like you close the?
No.
Oh. Do you know what will be a fun thing? In your phone at the moment or on your laptop, how many tabs do you have open?
I actually don't want to know.
Okay, hold on. Let me go to my phone first.
And how many unread – this is just turning into a Ness roast. How many unread messages do you have on your phone?
Do you want me to go on my text?
Already feeling uncomfortable.
Oh, at the moment I've got 179 unread texts.
Bruh.
I've got 762 unread emails in Gmail and 459 in Outlook.
How are they different?
And oh I have God. 66 unupdated apps.
Instagram?
I also have 3 notifications for my settings. Finish setting up my iPhone. Like,
when did you get your iPhone?
A year and a half ago.
Amazing.
I have got 224 unread Instagram messages.
Bro.
Oh my God. Wild.
Can't you just open them and not reply?
No, because then I have to acknowledge that I've seen them.
Oh my God.
Oh, tabs on my phone. That's not too bad.
What is it like?
79.
That's disgusting.
That's not that bad.
Oh,
that's on Google Chrome though. Hold on, let me check Safari.
You use both Google Chrome and
Safari.
Well,
no, because when I ask Siri to open something for me,
yeah.
Do you ever do that? And I'll say, Siri, like Google this for me. And it just automatically opens on Safari.
That's interesting. No.
310.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's not that bad.
It's weird.
Like, I actually don't see the issue with this.
I clear mine like weekly. Or like my
how are you bothered though?
My inbox daily is checked once.
Mm.
And so I never have like, I like every day, once a day, I give myself like 15 minutes and whatever emails I get done in that time. So my inbox is just constantly clear because I can't deal with it. And if I read something once, I have to respond on the spot because I know if I leave it, I'm not coming back to
it. See, I always like read an email and then when if I need to like address it later, I then unread it so I know I have to come clever. Back and I can see it.
Clever. Yeah, that's really, really clever.
See, I will read it. You wouldn't
be able to do that because you have so many unread emails.
No, but I like, I'll read. That's the thing though. Like I read a message or I read an email or whatever and I'm like mentally I reply to them in the moment and I'm like, cool, this is my response. Like seeing it, acknowledge it. I just feel like everyone should be telepathic. That's all.
I mean, I disagree with you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's not. It's not my fault. So
get on my wavelength.
Yeah, because I mentally responded to them, then I forget to come back to it, and then everybody hates me because I never respond to their messages.
But I did respond.
But I did respond mentally.
I mean, I think that's not fair.
I actually do that all the time. I mentally respond to things, but I don't actually respond.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, if you're doing things. Like if you're like, okay, I've just checked this message that's just come through. Like my phone is constantly going off, even just text messages. If I get a text from like a family member or whatever, I'll look at it, but I'll look at it without actually opening it. So I'll scroll down and see it and I'll mentally respond to it or I'll just like call them. So then I don't actually open it and read it.
Oh. Okay. So then it's not logging that you've
read it. Yeah. But then I'm like, why do I actually have to go in and click it? I don't, because I've already seen it. Or I'll get Siri to respond to it and then it doesn't register that I've read it.
Can't you just do like a big delete all and start fresh? Because I feel like that would be so satisfying.
No? I have done that. I do the last time I like.
It just crawls back up.
It just crawls back up. It just like, you know, like it's just,
That's, yeah, very Ness.
It's not a priority very either. Ness. Like my phone's not a priority to me. Yeah. So I'm like, why do I have to sit there and clear everything when I could be like.
But like if doing it's in Play-Doh the moment, outside. It's literally done and you don't have to think about it again.
Yeah, but I don't want to think about it at all.
Okay. So, point of the story is don't message her. Don't email her. Just leave it be.
My husband doesn't even have me as an emergency contact.
He doesn't. If he was in an emergency and they tried to call you, good fucking luck to you.
He doesn't. He literally says, I'd be dead by the time you responded.
100%. Oh,
that's so funny.
I am who I am. That's funny. If he can accept me, then I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Nothing.
That's so funny.
Oh my god,
that's so funny. Ness is quirks. Yeah. We're all saying that we should do it after this, where we record like some go-to Ness sayings, so that way we can we can press the fancy buttons here and have her come in with her two cents. Well,
it's a scam.
It's a cult.
Make it make sense.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Just look, while I'm gone, guys, what I want you to remember is that everything is a scam, nothing matters, and that's pretty much it. They're like the main things I want you guys to remember.
Just be present. You always go on about that.
If you have to question it, it's a scam.
Oh my god.
Cereal, it's a scam. Like everything's a fucking scam.
On that note, anything you want to add before we go?
You're like, let's just flow and see what happens. I have nothing to talk about when I'm on the spot.
This is the most bizarre experience. This is my problem. Ness always has something to talk about. I always
have something to say. And then as soon as I'm like put under pressure, I do not perform well when it comes to speaking.
I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
Just turned into a roast.
Oh, that's fine.
Which I'm also here for.
I am so here for that. I quite enjoy it. Michael Scott.
Oh my god.
Stanley, you crush your vibe during sex. Boom, roasted.
Oscar, you're gay. Boom, roasted. Andy, you're gayer than him.
Oh, can we watch The Office?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, all right, my
shall
God.
We call I'm, it? I'm wrapping it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Oh.
Do you have a reflection?
No reflection question. I don't have a reflection question. I have a note to end with. Just remember to check the sky. Check the sky and question the clouds.
Oh my God. Check the sky and question the clouds. Bye guys.
Probably a scam.